You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, first of all, I love it. Clearly you've given up on trying to have any sort of neutrality in this interview.
Wire. Eczema is a health issue that affects large groups of people across the country. The Eczema Association New Zealand, or EANZ, is a group that attempts to understand and address the impacts of eczema on both those who have it and those around them, such as families and friends. I spoke to spokesperson from EANZ, Vanessa Jenkins, about the impacts of eczema and what more the government can do to support those who are affected by it. So just to get into it, what's the impact of eczema, especially on those people who maybe experience it worse than others?
So eczema's not just a rash. It's got so many different layers to it. It's got a lot of diverse impacts. It can leave people with a lot of mental health challenges like anxiety, depression, low self-esteem. It can fracture relationships. It can cause all manner of infiltration into people's lives.
Yeah, and what is EANZ trying to do to raise awareness and to address the impact of eczema on these people's lives?
So we are a not-for-profit organisation that we support the community. We've got an email service and an 0800 phone line. Basically, our goal is to create awareness, provide support, be a listening ear to people. You know, more often than not, when you're in that state of full-on overwhelm, you just don't know what to do. Your child's got eczema and they're not stop crying, or you know, you've got questions, things like that. That's really what we're here to be able to support. We've also got a membership service as well that we're able to provide information sheets and ongoing call support and things.
Yeah, and so you talked a little bit about the mental and emotional support that EANZ offers. What kind of medical assistance does EANZ offer to those maybe struggling with eczema?
Everybody's really different. So everybody's skin is just as different as everybody's personality. So what works for one doesn't necessarily work for another. So we don't recommend one product in particular. We do have a sort of wide range available on the market at the moment for people, simply for the reason what works for one doesn't necessarily work for another. So we do have a list of products that have been dermatologically tested, approved by the Eczema Association, that yes, people are able to ring through or send us an email with their specific needs, then we can point them in the right direction.
Yeah, and with those products, is there accessible funding for people to access these products without any issue?
The answer to that would be no. The products that we've had available in New Zealand for eczema have been around for a really long time. They work efficiently when used correctly, but they can also have an impact on the system. And then, as it is with everything, after a longer term use, sometimes we find the efficacy isn't what it was. So at the moment what we're doing is we are working with the government to get new drugs approved and funded in New Zealand. It's such a complex issue though that we really, we're quite committed to working with the government to be able to get those drugs into the country, and we are a bit behind the eight ball in terms of what's available overseas and in Australia for eczema. So the goal really is to be able to align ourselves with those other countries and to bring us up to speed with that.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, I would. So there are many diverse treatments in the world that have got proven efficacy for eczema. The goal is to get them funded and available here for patients. Eczema's got a ripple effect. So it's not just the sufferer that suffers, it's also their families and those close to them. It's like a ripple effect. The impact that it has is not just on the families, it's on the mental health, it's on the social, emotional, and it's also on the financial ability for those people to be able to work. If you've got a parent caring for a child with eczema, they're not going to be able to work because their care is so high. And the same goes for somebody suffering from eczema. You know, it actually affects their ability to be able to work and be part of society like that. So really what we're doing is we're going to be working hard with the government and with other agencies to be able to get as much support, awareness and information to the public as we can. Yeah, and then hopefully be able to give people back their lives and also to be able to give the health system a bit of a breather with it as well.
That was spokesperson for EANZ, Vanessa Jenkins, speaking to me about the impacts of eczema on daily life.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.